Chapter 13. We found four other men sleeping on the floor in the room assigned us, and outside, eating by a smoking candle, a young English boy, who looked up and laughed when he heard us speak, and said, "You've come at last, have you? You are the first white man I've seen since I came here. That's 12 months ago. He was the cable operator at Jukuro, and he sits all day in front of a sheet of white paper and watches a ray of light play across an imaginary line, and he can tell by its quivering, so he says, all that is going on all over the world. Outside of his whitewashed cable office is the landlocked bay, filled with wooden piles to keep out the sharks, and back of him lies the village of Jukuro, consisting of two open places filled with green slime and filth and 30 huts. But the operator said that, what with fishing and bathing, and at Bits and Lloyd's weekly times, Jukuro was quite enjoyable. He is going home the year after this. At least, that's how I put it," he explained. "My contract requires me to stop on here until December of 1898, but it doesn't sound so long if you say a year after this, apostrophe does it?" He had the yellow fever, and had never, owing to the war, been outside of Jukuro. "Still," he added, "I'm seeing the world, and I've always wanted to visit foreign parts. As one of the few clean persons I met in Cuba, and the only contented one, I hope the cable operator at Jukuro will get a rise in salary soon, and someday see more of foreign parts than he is seeing at present, and at last, get back to the Horseshoe, at the corner of Tottenham Court Road and Oxford Street, sir, where, as we agreed, better entertainment is to be had on Saturday night than anywhere in London. In Havana, General Weller had given me a pass to enter fortified places, which, except for the authority which the signature implied, meant nothing, as all the cities and towns in Cuba are fortified, and anyone can visit them. It was as though Mayor Strong had given a man a permit to ride in all the cable cars attached to cables. It was not intended to include the Trocha, but I argued that, if a Trocha was not a fortified place, nothing else was, and I persuaded the commandant at Jukuro to take that view of it, and to devise Weller's order. So at 5 the following morning a boxcar, with wooden planks stretched across it 4 seats, carried me along the line of the Trocha from Jukuro to Sego, the chief military port on the fortifications, and consumed 5 hot and stifling hours in covering 25 miles. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.